If you're just joining us, this is Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. The writer Pearl S. Buck emerged into literary stardom in 1931 when she published a book called The Good Earth. That story of family life in a Chinese village won the novelist international acclaim, the Pulitzer, and eventually a Nobel Prize. Her upbringing in China as the American daughter of missionaries served as inspiration for that novel and many others. By her death in 1973, Pearl Buck had written around 100 books. We can now add yet another to that list. This week, her estate announced the discovery of a new, never-published manuscript called The Eternal Wonder. And as her son Edgar Walsh tells it, the story of the novel's recovery is a wonder itself.
Someone, and I do not know who, took the manuscript from the house in which she died in Vermont and went away with it. Whoever that person was wound up in Texas, rented a storage unit, and put the manuscript in there. And that's where it was found.
The Eternal Wonder will be published this fall. Edgar Walsh, who manages his mother's literary estate, says he had a complex reaction to the news.
I had not known that my mother had written this in the last year or two of her life, and I certainly did not know that someone had spirited the manuscript out of the home in which she lived her last years in Vermont, and had concealed it from me and the family for 40 years. I was notified in December of last year that a woman in Texas who has a business buying storage units that have not paid their rent, and she had purchased a unit in Fort Worth, and discovered this manuscript, which was in a holographic form as a written manuscript, of course. And the woman in Texas wanted to sell it.
Sell it to you?
To whomever. Initially, she wanted to put the manuscript on eBay and try to sell it there. I contacted an attorney in Philadelphia, Peter Hearn, and said, we will not give her what she's asking for, but we will pay her a modest sum of money, and we want it returned immediately. That worked. I read the manuscript, and I said, I want to get this published.
What a relief. You must have been so eager to read your mother's words so many years after her death. What was that like?
It was fascinating, frankly, to read her final novel and to realize that it was, in a sense, an historic event. But reading this book just took me back to my many discussions with her about her work. And I just had a sense of awe that a woman who, when she wrote this, was 78, 79 years old, and she knew she was dying. She was ill with cancer, and she knew she would be ending her life soon. But she sat down and, with a pen, wrote it out over 300 pages. It's just an amazing tour de force. But not surprising, given her production. You know, between age 40 and her death in 1973, she produced, and I'm going to give you a few numbers here, 43 novels, about 30 nonfiction books, 242 short stories, 37 children's books, 18 film and TV scripts, 500 articles and essays, and thousands of letters.
That's really almost incomprehensible. I'm sure she wrote every single day.
Yeah, you know, people often ask me, have you read everything your mother wrote? No.
No?
I have a few other things to do in my life.
I should think. Tell us a little bit about the story of this novel. What's it about?
The novel follows the life of a brilliant young man, a genius, from his birth through his military career to a love affair with an older woman in London to Paris, where he meets a Chinese girl. And it is a very personal, fictional exploration of themes of toleration and humanity that inform Pearl's work.
That's Edgar Walsh. He's the son of the writer Pearl S. Buck and the manager of her literary estate. He spoke to us from New York City. Mr. Walsh, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.